ShareCare, helping you find experts, the top minds in health and medicine. It's ShareCare Radio with Dr. Daria Long Gillespie on RadioMD.com.
Hi, it's Dr. Daria. Y'all, I'm really excited to have with me today Dr. Mike Roizen, Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic and co-founder of Real Age Inc. and the Real Age Test. He's authored several number one New York Times bestsellers, and his most recent book released last month is titled This Is Your Do-Over, The 7 Secrets to Losing Weight, Living Longer, and Getting a Second Chance at the Life You Want. Dr. Mike, thank you so much for joining us.
Dr. Daria, it's a privilege. Thank you.
Well, I want to jump right in talking about your book. And one of the most interesting takeaways was that the concept of a health buddy, you know, kind of someone to advocate when you're trying to do your health do-over. Tell us more about what a health buddy is.
Well, a health buddy is someone who helps you get well. And it's not just a buddy. There are many buddies. In fact, sabotage, you know, when you start losing weight, they'll bring you a chocolate cake or a donut or something like that, which obviously isn't the right health buddy. But a health buddy is someone who you feel comfortable enough with to be nudged by, you feel comfortable enough with to tell the truth, you feel comfortable enough with that they can smack you down and you understand it. So one of the ways we choose who's a health buddy is absolutely key, but basically your buddy and you are in a, what we would call an infectious relationship together. That is, your buddy can help you, if you will, spread the germ of health or helps you not get healthy. One of my, you know, there are ton of favorite stories, but the one that keeps coming up is a health buddy is often someone who you will take a walk with every 2 or 3 days, and you schedule the walk, and you will feel guilty if you don't show up for the walk, and they'll feel guilty if they don't show up for the walk. So it's someone who helps keep you accountable, and yeah, there is a little bit of commitment between the two, and one of the keys, and hopefully we'll get to the question, is how do you choose the right
buddy? That was because you want it to be somebody that you wouldn't feel comfortable blowing off. So, you know, maybe my husband, I'd be okay saying, I can't make it to the gym today with you. But it needs to be somebody else that puts that pressure on you, right?
That's exactly right, Dr. Daria. So it is one of the ways we have as a favorite choice is imagine you just ate a whole bag of your worst sin food. And you were going to tell someone, let's just say it was some chocolate chip cookies, and you just said, I ate a whole bag of whatever it is, these chocolate chip cookies. And if the health buddy says to you, you didn't save any for me, that's not the right buddy. If they say, you know, you're worthless, forget it, I'm not doing this anymore. Or if they say, you know, why'd you bother doing this? Why are you bothering with this? That's the wrong one. The right health buddy is someone who says, why did you do it? Let's figure out why you did it so you'll never do it again. That is, figure out what it takes so that you will not be tempted by that bag of chocolate chip cookies again.
So choosing who you choose as your health buddy is sounds like it's as important as having a health buddy in the first place, correct?
Absolutely correct.
Okay, Barry, now
that is, in other words, one of the things we say, and the first thing you should do in a do-over is write down the first potential 5 health buddies. That is, the 5 people who can be potential buddies. They can be family members, old friends, new friends, online friends, whatever it is. Go with your gut, and then go and think about over the next 5 days. Who would make the best health buddy? So think about things that you would do or wouldn't do, and who would you accept, if you will, both praise from and, if you will, smackdowns from if you need it, so that you would do the right thing.
Yeah, they have to be both supportive and strong to be able to correct you if you need it. Now, do they need to be also trying to get healthy themselves? Is that important?
It helps, but it isn't important. So we think that the key, there are 4 key ingredients. One is they'll listen to you, to try and understand the cause of your problem. Guys usually, by the way, make lousy buddies. Women are much better buddies because guys say, just do it, you know, forget about it, and they don't try and understand the root. So you've got to understand the root cause. They coax and often model behavior. So, yeah, sometimes if they're just a little ahead of you in the pathway to getting healthy, that helps. But if you're mutual buddies, then you can be doing it at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Often it helps that they have some knowledge of nutrition and cooking because those are the two toughest things. Yeah. You know, usually when I coach people, I'm always amazed that it usually takes 3 to 4 months for people to figure out that cheese is not a vegetable. So
it's not? Wait a second.
So it takes a while. And then they help you identify those things that are imbalances in your life so you can get it right. And nutrition is the toughest part of it. You know, almost everyone can understand what exercise is. A lot of people understand how to do deep breathing and meditation, but it is the toughest thing for us in America is getting nutrition right.
That's so true. It's such a hard thing, and it's good to be able to learn from them. Now, the whole point of this buddy is to have your do-over. You know, is there a certain age at which too late to have a health do-over?
When you're 6 feet under, or at least on the 1 foot is in the grave, it's probably too late. But until then, you can get to do it. One of the, you know, we've got a group of people at ShareCare. So, as you know, I was part of the founding group of RealAge.com, and we put a buddy match in there when we first did the RealAge diet. And I think, as I remember, something over 200,000, 260,000 people signed up, and 190,000 were still blogging with each other approximately 6 months later. So it really is a, and it was all ages.
Wow.
So it, and what we found was, whether it was Rocco, who was a 53-year-old cowboy, taught cowboy, but got diabetes and hypertension and coronary artery disease, he reversed them all. And he pulled 70% of the plaque out of his coronary arteries.
That's
or whether
amazing.
Whether it was
want to ask really quickly in our last minute, like, are there other steps for a health do-over in addition to the health buddy that you want people to do?
Oh, yeah. There are seven essentials that we found. One of them is with nutrition, arrest, ban, and imprison the five food felons. Another is how to manage responses to events that others would see as stressful. Another is how to find purpose and passion in life and put yours front, how to break an addiction. So there are really seven key steps that we found for all the people who did get a do-over and did sustain it.
That is awesome. Dr. Mike, thank you so much. I want all of our listeners to pick up This Is Your Health Do-Over. You can find it in bookstores, on Amazon, or via the link in Dr. Royzen's expert profile on ShareCare, actually. And you can also read more from Dr. Royzen on Twitter at Dr. Mike Royzen and at Your Do-Over, or on Facebook at the Dr. Mike Royzen professional page. You can also catch more from us on at ShareCare Inc. and more from me at Dr. Daria. I want to thank you for joining us on ShareCare Radio, and this is Dr. Daria, and thanks for listening, and stay well.